What do you get when you put three doctors, a nurse, a cop, a financial advisor, and a UPS man in a room together? A rock band.
Miranda, this is Mr. Boykle.
I'm Brett. I play drums with the band.
I'm John. I play guitar and sing a little.
Jason, guitar.
Buck, saxophone, harmonica, various percussion.
Melissa, I'm the lead singer.
Bill, I play bass.
Tony, I play keyboard.
In March 2008, John Schoyer, Bill Paget, Tony Yella, and Jason Lowry founded the Rhinelander band Mr. Boyko, also known as the Doctor Band.
There were four families that they used to get together, and we would downhill ski together every year. And one year we were up at Lutzen, which is north of Duluth. And the four dads were down in the basement, and we were kind of sitting around a couch, just started talking about our past, and we all kind of had a little bit of a failed musical past, as I recall. I played the cello and didn't get anywhere with it, and Bill played the flute. And so we started kind of talking about the fact that we all kind of wanted to be playing an instrument, and it was really at this point more humor than anything, but it led into the idea that we would form a band. We would all choose an instrument that we have never played before. We would go out, buy the instrument, start taking lessons, and then eventually, you know, play gigs.
And we got back home, and the next week we said, okay, when's our first practice? And we all showed up, and half of us had an instrument by that time that we had rented or borrowed from somebody or whatever, and we just started trying to figure out how we were going to be a band. We had no idea what we were doing. I think the first time we had somebody sing, we had no microphone or way to amplify. And then we decided the next time somebody should bring their karaoke microphone so that we could at least amplify it over something.
After 2 years of practice, they played their first gig in 2010.
We're all busy, middle-aged people with families and kids, and our schedules are really busy, so we're lucky if we can practice once a week, and that's more, you know, social and musical, and trying to work out new songs and polish old ones as best we can, and then we end up being able to play out in front of people maybe three, four times a year.
We're not really stuck to one genre. We'll play things as early as some of the early Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis, but then we'll stick with some newer things. We primarily do a lot of the 80s rock, John Cougar, you know, but we're also like Bruno Mars, DNC, Cake by the Ocean. So it's been fun where it's like we don't really pin ourselves to one genre. It's more about what connects with people.
Somehow we come up with the name Tolerance, and that was what we were originally known as for the first couple of years. And then we decided that we didn't really care for that name and that we wanted to become something else. And then one day I was telling the story about how I mentioned I played the flute earlier when I was in fifth grade, and my band teacher was named Mr. Boyko, and I didn't really apply myself that well to the flute. And Mr. Boyko didn't care for that, and so he one day called my mom into the office and told my mom and myself that I was lazy and good for nothing. It was never going to amount to anything, and I had never played any music since that point. And when we had that conversation at that ski trip, I realized, well, maybe I could do this. You know, I don't have any talent in music, but at least I could learn to do it. And so I had shared that story with the band, and pretty much everybody in the band came back with, I had somebody who told me that I couldn't do this. You know, I couldn't be a singer. I couldn't play on the football team. I wouldn't do this. Somebody in their life who had been kind of a naysayer and telling them that they wouldn't be able to do things. And so we all figured that we all had our own Mr. Boyko. And somehow one night, after a couple of extra drinks, we decided that Mr. Boyko would be a good name for the band.
Don't leave the earth. Don't leave the earth. Don't leave the earth.
I'd come down here if I couldn't play anything. I'd sit here and have a rum and coke with them and just listen. So it's a good, great group of people, and we have a lot of fun. What more is there?
For WXPR, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.